everyone. Welcome back to Unscripted. My name's Karina.
I'm Anjali.
And I'm Rebecca.
And today we're talking about
high school relationships.
Okay, Anjali, you wanna get us started?
I guess we could start off by talking about like how seriously do we take high school relationships? Like how important do you think they are? Or like do you think they actually have any meaning whatsoever?
Okay, go.
Me?
Yeah.
I personally think I don't think it's something like I would take that seriously, as in like I don't see any of these going off like the rest of my life. You know, it's like more something like you know, to do in high school, but and maybe through college, but I don't really see any of them lasting except for like maybe that like one couple that ends up getting married out of like the whole school. Like, other than that, it's not something I, like, it's not something that I think is worth putting that much effort into if it's not going to last.
So you think people go into relationships
knowing they're going to break up?
But that's so toxic.
This is
like,
sad.
It's kind of the truth. Like, I mean, it is toxic if only one person feels that way.
Is the point of it just for experience?
That's why I think it's just for experience, honestly. Just to, like, you know, like, know what you like and don't like. Like, stuff like that.
So based on your personal experience, you went into all of them just, like, knowing you guys
all
were gonna
of
break
them?
Up. Yeah. You knowing you guys were going to break up and you didn't
Yeah, and it was a mutual thing.
But, like, I feel like, in my opinion, like, when you like someone enough, like, you're not going to a relationship expecting to break up with them. I mean, I feel like I would know that would eventually come because it's a high school.
I feel like for me it's more that like I know that over time, like, we're not going to end up getting married. Like, that's my point of view, because it's like at the end of the day you will probably break up, especially if it's a high, like, I feel like college is a different story. I feel like college you're more mature and you're kind of like, you know, maybe you even move in together and stuff like that. But like with high school relationships, it's really just like, at the end of the day, how many couples stay together after they go off to college and go their separate ways? You know what I mean? Rebecca, what do you think?
Interesting. No, even though I just criticized you, I do agree. First of all, guys, ew. That's like, I don't know. I feel like the type of people that I meet in high school, I mean, they're probably repulsed by me too, but it's like, I feel like I just don't really see, like, the need to date right now. Just because, like, I feel like I don't have the time for it.
Yeah.
I don't really care about anyone on a deep level like that.
Wow,
you. It's, like, hard for me to form attachments with people like that. Because it's, like, I don't really even care about you. And, like, the people, like, I don't talk to people in, like...
A romantic sense?
Yeah, in a romantic sense. I don't flirt with anyone. And, like, the people that I do talk to, it's, like... I'm pretty sure nothing's ever gonna happen, which I feel like I'm fine with. And like, I feel like
it's just not a priority for you right now.
Yeah, I don't know if it will be a priority in college either. But like, I think in my personal opinion, like, most high school relationships are realistically not gonna last. Yeah. You know, there's like high school sweethearts and stuff like
but
that.
But that's very rare. Like, mm-hmm. What are the chances of that being you?
And like, I feel like it's really dumb that people base their decision for college
based off of
the
relationship.
Like if I was to ever date someone senior year, I'm not telling them like where I got admitted. Just and they should. I don't want them telling me where they got admitted either until like we both make decisions because I don't want to make decisions based off of them. And I don't want them to be making decisions based off me. And it's not because I don't like them. It's because like
it's
I feel like you don't want
anyone
to. It's not worth it. It's like I don't want to regret making this decision only to break up in like freshman year or like just because like I want to be with them and then have it affect my future, because I mean I think that people should prioritize their self first, especially in regards to high school,
future.
Later on in college, like I can understand making sacrifices for your significant other or whatever. But right now,
when it's literally determining your entire future, I don't think it's the move. Because, like, yeah, you can always be like, oh, yeah, let me, like, we'll be together, like, for a long time. Like, we're going to get married. Like, you can't predict the future. You may think that now, but you never know what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. And if you really believe that, like, I mean, then go for it, but don't straight up, like, if you have a place that you're planning to go to college to, and then just because your significant other is going somewhere else, like, if you straight up switch your entire plans for that, you're going to end up regretting it in the future.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like I just always remember that Boy Meets World.
Yeah.
When they, like, like, Topanga sacrificed herself to go with Corey. I was like, Topanga's really so smart. She could have gone so far.
I mean, at least they did end up getting married. If they didn't, that would have been really depressing.
Yeah, and I also feel like, especially, like, going to college, like, a lot of people, like, I don't even think it's worth bringing a high school boyfriend to college, in my opinion. Or, like, maybe it is, but I feel like a lot of times people, like, break up because of, like, long distance or whatever.
I feel like it depends on the things. Like, if you're both going in-state at different colleges, or maybe it's, like, close, like, maybe one's at Drexel, one's at, like, Rutgers, and I think then you can make it work. But if, like, someone is literally, like, in, like, the West Coast or something, and you're over here, like, chances of it actually lasting are pretty low, I feel like.
Which I'm not saying, like, people shouldn't hold on to their high school relationships, like, during college, but I feel like a lot of issues that people have are, like, oh, like, going to freshman year, like, what if they cheat on me?
Yeah.
And I feel like if that's what you're thinking about, if you're considering the fact that they might cheat on you,
then
that
means trust
that, like, your relationship isn't that strong.
Yeah, and also, like, communication,
so maybe just make up
as well, because, like, at that point, all you have is communication, and if, like, on one end, like, they're not communicating enough, they're not, like, making time to text or call or whatever, like, it's just not going to work out, because you both need to be putting in that same amount of effort.
Mm-hmm. I feel like high schoolers just need to realize that, like, you're so immature at this point in your life, and, like, nothing you really do, like, you can't take things that you're doing right now, like, super seriously, like, your relationship with people, like, if you feel like you're in love, like,
chances are you'll feel in love with someone else later on.
You're, like 16, like, 16, 17, like,
I feel like it's not worth, like, okay, say you go through, like, say you go through a relationship and it ends or whatever, like, I think in that sense, it's also just not worth letting it, like, ruin your academic career at some, like, you know, like, letting it, like, let your grades drop and just, like, doing other stuff just because of that, because at the end of the day, like, you'll get over it in, like, a month or two, and it's not worth letting it, like, affect your entire life like that. Because at the end of the day, it's a high school relationship.
Facts. But you know what also sucks? It's I feel like there's so much pressure in high school to, like,
to date.
Be in a relationship and, like, date. And, like, everyone's, like, having sex.
Like, okay. Not everybody. Whoa.
A lot of people.
A lot of people. It's not.
I feel like, I don't know, maybe not as many as, like, it seems, though. I feel like a lot of people...
that's true.
Like, the people... it's, like, a select group of people,
that's true.
And they're, like, vocal about it. But there's also people who aren't vocal about it, so we just never
And then there's just people who don't. Like, I feel like it's not... I feel like it's definitely not as big as, like, movies and stuff make it out to seem.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that prominent.
Yeah.
And even when it is, I feel like not everyone hears about it.
Yeah, true.
Like, you don't have to tell people.
Mm-hmm.
It can stay private. It should be private.
I mean, if you want to tell people. That is your own freedom. But...
yeah, true.
No shame on anyone.
No shame. No shame. If you're having sex, go for it. Be safe.
No, that wasn't really the direction I was thinking that this was going to turn.
Anyways,
I feel like
I feel like I want to shift focus to red flags.
Oh,
yeah.
There's, like, lots of red flags. I feel like I have a lot of red flags.
Go.
Now I do.
For everyone listening, Anjali just got out of
a
5-month relationship, as I learned today.
It was, like, 2 months ago, though. I'm over it.
It was 5 months?
I know, that's what I said.
I didn't realize it was
that. I know, it didn't feel like that.
Like, I know you guys I didn't know. I don't even remember when y'all broke up.
Like, closer to the end of November, like, right before Thanksgiving. Right?
You guys got together in July?
Yeah. It's, like, about 5 months, like, 4.5, something like that. Anyways, it's been over 2 months. I'm over it. I've been over it for a while, guys.
Red flags.
This isn't necessarily, like, red flags, but I feel like things you should consider, like when you like a person or stuff, is, like, one, the type of people they hang out with, like, whether you think that they're going to influence their relationship with you,
mm-hmm.
and, like, if they're going to, like, you know, be the type of person that, like, whispers in your ear and, like, influences them, you know what I mean? Because it's, like, I mean, obviously you can't control who they're friends with, but if you think it's going to interfere in your relationship, I think that is a problem.
I feel like you can tell the type of person they are based on their friends. Like,
yeah.
Even if, like, let's say all their friends say slurs.
Yeah.
And they've never said a slur from you. Like, there is a 99.9%
right.
chance that they're saying slurs behind your back. And if they're not, then they're accepting of it.
Yeah. They choose to surround themselves with people who do.
Yeah. I feel like you are who you're friends with.
Agreed.
That's my personal opinion. Not to attack anyone. That was not attacking you. But what I'm saying is, I feel like a lot of times people turn a blind eye to like a lot of red flags because like I don't even know
what do you think the red flags are.
Okay.
Like, what are your red flags?
There's a lot of red flags for me actually. I feel like
if they don't speak up, if they know people are saying slurs.
Yeah, and I also feel like if people who, like, guys who come up to people and ask them for their Snapchat, like, that is such a big red flag because I already know that you're, like,
asking, like, 3,000 girls.
And you're trying to, like, riz up every single girl. And, like, literally, like, sometimes when, like, you get asked for your Snap, like, you can tell that they're trying to flirt with you. It's not good.
Rebecca, like, do tell who.
Yeah.
No. We don't need to get into it. All I'm saying is that, like...
But it has happened.
It's happened?
Like, I feel like it's, like... No.
Like, I'll pause it.
No.
I can pause and restart.
No, it's fine. Sorry, we'll move on.
Like, it's very obvious, like, that they're trying to, like, flirt with you. And, like, when, this wasn't, like, at school. This was, like, outside. Mm-hmm. But, like, when you're talking with them, like, you know that they're trying
their
to flirt
only,
with you.
Their only goal is to, like, flirt with you.
And, like, it's, like, kind of, they're, like, not good at flirting. Like, I feel like guys who think they're smooth, like, I'm embarrassed. Sorry.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather have someone be super awkward than, like, be, like, really smooth, like, talking.
Also, the type of guys that are, like, very, how do I put this without offending anyone? Like, the type of guys who, like, they would, like, come up to you in the hallway and be like, yo, can my friend, like, blah, 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 you know, that kind of thing.
Like, the tennis middle schoolers, I could.
Yeah. Yo, can my friend get your Snap? He thinks you're really cute, like, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Just, like, who are very
cocky.
It's,
like,
cocky
that, like, cult mentality
where
like, you guys clearly can't do anything by yourselves, and, like, they're, like, animals. They act
animals. Also, they're, like, they're just very cocky, and they genuinely...
Cocky, that was why.
They're cocky, they think they're really, like, they think, like, the stuff they do, like, that is actually really
funny.
Yeah,
they're, like, so...
When in reality, it's just annoying for everybody around
exactly.
them.
Exactly.
Like,
that was gonna be mine.
They find it very entertaining, but it's just really not.
I feel like it's also because, like, a lot of guys do that because they do it as a joke. Or they're, like, getting dared, or their friends are pushing them into it.
But they don't realize that it's just uncomfortable for other people.
Yeah,
and they're not
helping
anybody.
I hate guys that are, like... My bad. I don't like, that, you know, like... You know how you were saying, like, oh, yeah, my friend, like,
mm-hmm.
when they, like, and Reckless saying, like, they do it as a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys that do that, like, they, like, make fun of girls, like, certain
it's
people.
It's really,
that,
it's so disrespectful.
Just get mature, like, be mature.
Grow up.
Like, oh, my
like,
God.
Like, you're going over there to make fun of a
exactly.
girl.
Exactly.
Like, we get it, you don't have any girls.
Yeah,
like, I know that no one likes you, and that you need your little friends to
exactly.
hold your hand.
Like,
but,
I just, that's another reason.
It bothers me so much.
Yeah, that's another reason why, like, I don't think too seriously of high school relationships. Because, like, everyone, like, guys this age are especially immature. And, like,
they
that's,
just,
like, not saying that gets much better in college, but you'll find a lot more people who are actually mature.
Right.
Will you ever find anyone that's mature? I feel like whenever I, like, read things online, I, like, lose faith in humanity. I'm like, what?
No, but I feel like as we grow up,
as you grow up, like,
slightly bigger.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if there is a bash in high school to begin with. Like,
there isn't.
There's
isn't.
Like two people, and even
who?
That's questionable.
I don't even know.
I don't know either.
Like, I'm trying to think of people
like there's,
that
like,
are like.
It's just. There's a large group of people who are like that, but I feel like once you get to college, there are still those people, like, they don't go away, but it gets slightly smaller, and there's more people who actually mature and grow up and realize that it's not funny, and it's just annoying, you know what
I
mean? I
think another thing with relationships, I guess it's kind of going back to the whole, like, sex thing, but I feel like there's so much, like, stigma around, like, girls and, like, having, like, their first time,
mm-hmm.
or, like, just, like, doing it with a boyfriend, like, because I feel like a lot of times, like, girls get made fun of it, or, like, guys will, like, talk about it, and, like, I'm not saying that you, I mean, like, I feel like girls talk about experiences with their friends too, and I'm not saying that guys can't do it, but I feel like sometimes, like, when you hear about the way that guys talk about girls,
oh my god, I always talk about this. It's like, it's disgusting. It's like,
it's awful.
I always, like, because, like, for a girl, they'll get, like, slut shamed for it. But with if a guy says that they had their first time, like, they get, like, it's almost like they're it's like you, it's like pride, you know what I mean? But if
he's rising up,
like, like, a guy would want to tell other people because it's like a trophy for him. But if a girl were to go on telling people that she did, people would think it's that, like, she's, oh, like, sleeping, like,
she's just going around.
Yeah.
But, like, I also feel like girls contribute to that type of culture, too, because there's, like, so much slut-shaming, like, between people.
Between girls. Like,
yeah, like, I feel like, I don't know, like, a lot of people, like, talk about girls, like, they talk, girls talk about each other in this way when they're literally doing the same thing. Like, I remember in middle school, like,
I think it's very hypocritical.
If someone was to wear a tank top to school, like,
people would lose it.
Oh, my God, she's wearing spaghetti. Spaghetti.
Like, I feel like there was a time where I kind of fed into that, like, especially in sixth grade.
I think a lot of us did at some point.
But I think, like, I think that that is a period of just growth. You need to, like,
you need to mature and realize that it's, like, none of your business at the end of the day.
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
Like, what people do and what they wear isn't your...
It's not your business. It's just their life.
Yeah, it's, I don't see why it bothers people so much, honestly. And, like, relationships as well. Like, I don't see why some people concern themselves so much with other people's relationships, especially if you're not friends with either of these people.
It's like, just, like, let them live their life.
Yeah.
Like, especially, like, if people who, like, criticize other people's relationships, like, oh my god, he's so ugly, or, like, they, oh my god, like,
if they love each other, why is, like, it, why is it your alone business?
Like, I also feel like, even though I really dislike when, like, guys talk about girls, like, I feel like girls do the same thing to guys, like, and it's not really talked about because, like, I feel like there's so many times where girls will just talk about how ugly, like, men are, like, it, whether it be a celebrity
that's
or, like, a
classmate or something. I don't like just straight up being like, oh, like, that's, like, that person is ugly, because it's like, like, how would you feel something
like
about
a person?
You?
Yeah.
Like, how would you
if
feel?
If a guy says that about a girl, it'd be,
it's
like,
awful.
Whoa.
But when a girl says about a guy,
it's like,
it's
yeah,
fine.
Fact. Exactly.
So I think that, like, I think girls take accountability.
Yeah. I don't like when people straight up say, like, oh, they're ugly. Like, if you don't find them attractive, you can say that. This is fine. But you don't have to straight up call them ugly and, like, degrade them. You can just say, I don't find them attractive.
Yeah, that's what my goal is. My goal is to just stop,
like,
commenting
on things
like that.
Like, if I do say something, that's usually what I go for, because I don't like, say, like, a random, like, group of people who, like, I don't know, were talking about me and said, oh, she's ugly.
Yeah,
like,
it's just,
that's just, like, how would you feel?
So,
like, you don't want people to say that about you. Why would you say that about them?
Yeah.
Like, if it's really necessary, just say that you're not attracted to them.
I'm, like, trying to, oh, any more red flags? I can go back to the Snapchat thing. I feel like if I just don't, okay, I don't have Snapchat, and I'm not saying that everyone who has Snapchat is a red flag, but what I am saying is that, like, if you're, like,
if
very,
it's your entire personality trait,
like, if you're very, very active on it, like, if Snapchat's, like, your main communication, I'm not saying that
it's
everyone who's like that is, like, a bad person, but I feel like the type of, like, people like that, they have, like, so many, like, girls or so many guys on Snapchat that they're all snapping. It's, like, I feel like
it loses meaning at some point.
And, like, those type of people, in my opinion, I think are less trustworthy in relationships. Like, they're definitely more likely to cheat because you have, like, this whole, like, slew of contacts that you have, like, easy access to. And I'm, like, and, like, also, I also think that, like, starting relationships over Snapchat might not necessarily always be the best thing. I don't think that all relationships on Snapchat don't work, or any guy who has to go for a snap is bad.
I think Snapchat is one of the worst ways to start. Like, there's much better social medias that you can use to start, like, a relationship. Like, also, I feel
like
Instagram, like,
what,
would...
Discord?
Okay, thank you, Karina.
Discord is the number one worst app. Like, let's forget about that.
If
you're dating
you
a Discord bot,
forget the Snapchat slew context. If you have a Discord and you're, like, mods with multiple servers, no.
I'm not a mod of any server. Thank you, Raj. Anyway, I was gonna say Instagram. Because it's like, I feel like it...
No, I agree.
Okay, you know what, Karina?
I don't know, because, like, some mods are, like, ooh, like...
Anyways, I was going to say Instagram.
Uh-huh,
because,
yeah,
like, one, you can actually see what that person, like, properly looks like. You can see, like, you know, I feel like you can tell a lot by the way, like, a person, like, how a person posts or how much they don't post, the kind of stuff they post, like, where they post with their friends. I feel like you can just get a lot of their personality and what they're like out of that.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I feel like it's a lot easier to, like... to just like casually start up things, you can comment one of their posts, slide up on a story. Like, I feel like it's a lot more casual.
I feel also it's like less
stressful.
Stressful, yeah. It's like
it's more.
It like, just seems more like wholesome. Like yeah, it's on Snapchat, it's just like
there's a word I'm looking for. It's more like it's more natural. It's more natural than it is on Snapchat. And I feel like it's also much easier to have conversations because like it's
there's more things to comment on. Like I feel like on Snapchat it's like very much focused on like looks. Yeah. It's either like the ceiling pics or it's like all based on like because like on people's stories they post like.
You can see what they're interested in, like, the kind of thing. It's just much easier to start up a conversation, just do everything.
I also just, like, remember in middle school, like, this guy, like, well, he added me on Snap, so then I, like, accepted. And then he, like, snapped me, and he was like, do you want to be my side John? And I was like, what is this? Like, and it was so random, like,
wait,
grown.
Side John?
Yeah, because it's like a Philly slang.
Yeah.
I feel like
it's did he go to our school?
No, it was, like, some random guy, and he, I'm pretty sure he was, like, over 18.
Oh.
So, like, I feel like Snapchat's also very good. I mean, Instagram, too. Like, just social media in general is a very good way for predators to have access.
But I feel like Snapchat is even easier, because, like,
you just click ad. You just, like,
and,
go
and
through.
And, like, there's so many, like, search ad by search.
And you don't know what they
you
look
can't,
like.
You
it's
don't
so
know what they
easy
look
to
like
just
until you add them and start snapping them.
And even then, like, you don't
even
know.
Even then, you're not sure.
Because sometimes, like, predators will just, like, add like everyone and then they'll start like showing like mutual friends and then like other people are like oh he's friends with like my friend so it's fine
And then there's so much like I feel like a lot of people are too trusting with the things that they send on Snapchat because like I feel like it's Snapchat has the whole like screenshot thing but I feel like there's so many ways to like just, leak anything like I could just take out another device. And they snap it and I don't even have to do my little screen recordings, switch down the tab, then click back in, but, like, zoom into the background. Like, I feel like people find Snapchat too secure of an app sometimes.
I feel like it's not as safe as people make it out to be. And, like, honestly, like, I feel like on Instagram, not that it's, like, that much safer, but I feel like it is in a way. Because, like, people say, like, oh, Snapchat is safer because, like, you can only add people, like, if you search them, or, like, if they add, like, you can only add certain people, but, like, you can do the same thing on Instagram. Just have your account private. Like, it's not that if you really want that kind of security, you can do the exact same thing. And it might be even better because you can actually see what that person looks like. You can maybe see what school they go to. Like,
I don't know. Some people don't post. Sometimes if I'm trying to figure out if this is the first time, like, before I'll be looking at tag posts.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, sometimes my friends will be like, oh, like, they have a crush on this guy. But
they don't post,
so I have to look at tags, and then there's no tags.
But, like, I feel like that's even better than Snapchat, though, because, like, if it's on Snapchat, you won't know anything. You can't even do that. Like, at least on Instagram, you can look and try and find out what they look like and, like, you know, if they're, like, not predators.
Okay, I feel like we can also move into, like, obsessiveness. I think that, like, well, I feel like I see it more from girls, but that's probably because I don't talk to guys. I don't have friends. I'm not friends with anyone who is not a girl. That's pretty much it. But I feel like for some people they get like so obsessive over crushes. And like, you know, I don't think it's wrong to like someone. But I feel like if you're basing your entire personality, if you're like changing who you are just so that they like you, or if you're like ignoring all these red flags just because like you like them so much, like I feel like a lot of times it becomes like you don't even like them for who they really are. You just like them for
you, like, just, like to like them. It's,
yeah.
It becomes an obsession. Yeah.
I don't know, because I feel like sometimes I'll be, like, listening to people talk about, like, guys that they like. I'll be like, you know, he might have, like, cheated in the past, but, like, he is a new guy now. Like, he's so much better. Yeah. He's improved. I'm like, girl, stand up. Please. I know. Sorry, I'm getting flashbacks to, like, last year. No one you've gone with ever has cheated, though, right?
That's true, but, like, the way you phrase that is giving.
I feel like this isn't targeted at all.
Wait, what?
I was specifically trying to use examples that would be non-relatable.
Yeah.
Or, like, I don't know. I feel like last year, the whole, like, is he racist? Is
I hate that that was even a question. That shouldn't have even been a debate.
And then, like, the pathological lying.
Is he manipulative? Does he gaslight me, or is he just a good guy? I mean, like,
We put it past us now, though. We're good. We're friends, guys.
I think once those questions build up, it's like,
Why are you still obsessed?
The problem is that I got that message way too late.
Yeah.
At least I got in the end. That's all that matters. I got there in the end, guys.
I'm proud of you, I guess.
Anyways.
What is it? It's not the journey. No.
Don't try and do that. Don't.
I think that it's just like, or like, I feel like, I think it's stalking to a certain extent. Because on TikTok, we'll be scrolling, we'll be like, oh, when I like looked up this house on Zillow.
Okay, that's, I don't like when people look up your house. I feel like that's really weird.
I feel like, I remember 2 years ago at the tennis banquet, I made a joke about looking up people on Zillow, and people fully took it seriously. And I was like, oh my god.
I know some people who do that, though, and it's really weird.
I feel like, I don't know, I only look at houses for sale on Tree Hill because I'm just, like, interested in real estate.
Interesting.
Yeah, but, like, people who are, like, stuck in Zillow, like, finding their mom's account.
Yeah, that
is. How do you even do that?
Like, especially if you're not, if he doesn't even know that you exist.
One time I was with someone, oh my god, with someone at DECA, and she was, like, you know how at DECA, like, you sit in that, like, waiting before you go,
yeah.
And then, like, so, like, it's, like, after you finish your 15 minutes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So she said that she saw this guy, like, for, like, 5 minutes before they went to, like, she had to go do her role play, and she was, like, talking to him, and she only knew his first name.
Oh,
and then
God.
She found his address.
2 days later, she didn't go to her school. It's at DECA State. It's, like, probably what? Like, how many kids? 1,000?
A couple thousand.
One kitty, they only knew his first name. 2 days later, she's like, no, I think it was the next day. She was like, oh my god, Karina, I found him. I found his address, I found his school.
Finding their Instagram is one thing, that's fine,
no,
but their address?
But she didn't even know his last name. And like, the name is really common. I was like, bro, there's no way. Like,
she was like scrolling through the
yeah,
looking
yeah,
at those
she definitely looked at like
sure.
The state's results, the regionals. I was like,
like, you're okay.
You talk for 5 minutes? Like, that's.
No, because, like, in my opinion, it's like, it's fine just to try and find someone's Instagram. That's, like, normal.
Yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm. But, like, finding the.
No. Please be recording.
Okay. But to find their address is too much.
I'm scared of you. Sorry. Like, genuinely, if you felt. Oh my god, actually, there is someone at school that I know who does that.
Really?
I feel like you guys know.
Yes!
Oh, like, oh, I know where you live. He's so like, oh, I went.
I hate when people do that. They're like, oh, I know where you live. Okay, for me, though, a lot of times it's just Crystal points my house out to people. It's not that they look me up on Zillow. But like
the fact that you know where I live is creepy. Like, we're not that close. You don't, like, even if you do know where I live, like, you do not need to be telling me that.
Yeah, like,
why do you need to tell
you
me
tell?
That?
Like, we get that you're a stalker. And
okay,
we,
this
like,
is nothing about high school relationships.
I know, but I feel like, okay, moving on. Focusing back to, like, obsessiveness.
Yeah.
I also feel like, so, like, I feel like this is mainly online, but I guess in person, too. Like, when people are, like, preying on the, like, downfall
of
relationship.
Oh, yeah.
Because they're like, oh, like, I like this guy and his girlfriend's like a slut, I hate her or whatever, and I should be the girlfriend and not her. And it's like, okay, like, I don't understand.
It sucks though because it's encouraged. Like,
yeah.
All that stuff is like on TikTok. Like, if someone posts something like that, all the comments are like, yes, go girl,
I'm
slay.
On your side,
yeah,
queen.
I'm
and I'm like,
side.
Oh,
yeah, like, go be the
like,
homewrecker.
I could never condone home wrecking, even if the current girlfriend is like not that good of a person. Like, it's just not your place. If they want to break up, they'll do it on their own terms. You don't need to get involved in that and encourage it.
Or like, they're flirting with the guy even though they know he has a girlfriend.
Home wrecking is never, like,
there's no
excuse. You can never condone it. It is never okay in any circumstances.
Yeah, and I feel like people, I feel like I don't like people who cheat, but I don't like people who, like, know that they have, like, a significant other and are willing to still hook up with them,
yeah.
Or still, like, get with them.
Because it's one thing, like, if you don't know that they have, if they have, like, a girlfriend or a boyfriend and it happened, but if you actively know that and you still do it, that's just on you then.
Like, I feel like it's more the person who cheated's fault because they have a greater obligation to that person, but I feel like morally you have an obligation to, you know, maybe not be a homewrecker.
Yeah,
like,
respectful.
Being a homewrecker and, like, being the one who is cheating, like, there's just as much
there's
fault.
There's just as much fault, I know.
Because a lot of times people don't blame the homewrecker because it's like, oh, they weren't the one that actually cheated. But
you
were helping them cheat. Like,
yeah.
You knew you still did the exact same thing. You're getting with someone who's in a relationship. That's still your fault. You can't, like, just excuse that.
Right. I also feel like people who are friends with people who cheat. Like, if
I can't.
Like, if you're friends with someone who is willing to cheat on someone, like, willing to cheat on their, like, significant other, like, I don't understand why. I don't want to be friends with someone like that.
Like, what do you think about, like, okay, if, like, you like a guy and Rebecca know, or like you really like a guy,
mm-hmm.
and he's like kind of like
questionable,
like he's like kind of like talking to you but like not that much, and Rebecca knows you like the guy, mm-hmm. and then Rebecca goes and like starts flirting with them, and then they like,
oh no.
Mm-mm.
Ooh, that's been, like, the worst thing ever. Like,
it's just so
I feel like
that just shows that you don't care enough.
Yeah, it's like,
it's one thing if it's like you really like this. Okay, so it's one
what
thing.
What if like
you like them at the
like
same
Rebecca
time.
Wasn't really like doing, like Rebecca was like but then like the guy is just like giving Rebecca so much attention, and like, and then she starts liking him.
I feel like in that moment, like as a friend, that's when you have to be like, no,
you should draw a line.
Because I don't think that, like, I feel like even if I was to talk to Anjali in this scenario and be like, oh, it's okay, and she says yes, like, does she really mean yes, or is she just saying yes because she doesn't want to say no and she's gonna talk shit about me behind my back?
Yeah, like, oh my
which
God.
Is valid. It is valid that she's talking.
No, like, from personal experience, like, this has happened before, okay? And it was with one of my very close friends, and like, I actually was okay with it.
Okay.
But here's the thing, she's still backed off, and like, I would have been fine even if she did pursue something, but like, at the end of the day, she didn't. And like, I feel like it's really just a question of like, are they really okay with it? You have to find out if they're really okay with it. It's not just like, oh, they say they're okay, let's go for it. You have to genuinely find out. You have to like put in the time to like,
I don't even want to do that. I would just say like, bye. Like, boys are,
I feel like,
you're always gonna have a sense of guilt.
Like, yeah, exactly. Like, I mean, unless it's like in the case where like you genuinely really, really, really like that person.
Yeah.
But if it's just like a casual thing where it's like, oh, you're kind of just talking, I feel like you have like an obligation to like cut it off.
Yeah.
Unless you find out for sure, like 1000%, like the other person's already in a relationship with somebody else, like you know for a fact it's not gonna affect anybody, then yeah, but like, you really just have to consider a lot of things first.
Also, this is not
a joke. Oh my God!
But I feel like I find like in like the like groups of friends where everyone's a homie hopper and they're hopping from friend to friend. Like you're like,
there's,
I don't know if you guys
wrong.
Watched Heartbreak High or whatever.
Yeah, I have.
But the
I
incest
have.
Map, like, it's basically
so...
like one little incestuous friend group.
We
where y'all
make,
are like cooking up. And I'm like, what? I don't think that, like, it's necessarily, like, bad, if you're, like, I guess, like, some friend groups, like, they, like, casually do things or whatever, but if you're all, like, just dating each other, that gets so messy. Like, unless, like, you're really good at cutting it off. I don't think I've met any friend group that's really good at cutting off the things.
Do you think it's like that for you?
I mean, I think, okay, I'm just saying, because I think we all know who we're talking about. I feel like in my friend group, the thing is that all the relationships that have happened, a lot of them were actually in middle school or, like, mm-hmm. like over quarantine, so I feel like they weren't that serious, or, like, they've already gotten over and they're already friends again. Like, they're very much fine with each other.
That's true, but I also don't really find your group that incestuous.
Yeah, I don't think we're that bad.
I think that's why I'm saying it was not a jab at you.
It's more, like, other groups. Because, like, if you're, like, looking at other people, and mm-hmm. it's, like, when people are, like, bragging of being a homie hopper or Latino,
but I feel like it's mainly
like,
my...
How many
I
people
like,
kissed each other?
I can't think of any other friend groups that, like, where a lot of people have dated each other.
I don't know, I feel like...
I'm sure there's...
I feel like I think that there's, like, some groups, you know, in our grade who are, like, very much, you know?
But going back to that, I feel like, at least in my friend group, a lot of it, the people who have dated each other who are friends, like, they've dated, like, multiple people in the friend group, they were either in middle school or, like, they've cut it off and they're perfectly fine with it. Like, I feel like it's handled very well, so it's not messy.
Yeah. I don't really think of your group when I think of that. I think more of, like, other people. Or, like...
I think a lot of people would disagree with that.
Really?
No, I feel like a lot of you, like, your friend group's relationships are kind of, like, outside. Like...
That's true.
Like, I know a lot of people in your friend group are, like, dated. Well, like, one
dating.
Dated, like, everyone. But, like... And they were all in, like, mostly in middle school, right?
Mostly middle school or, like, freshman year. Or, like, in, like, rare cases, like, they cut them off and they're perfectly, like, they've cleared everything up.
I actually can't really think of anyone except for one person in your friend group.
Me too.
Who's, like, dated.
Mm, no,
Like, I don't know anyone else who's dated multiple people in your group. Oh, well.
No.
I don't think I can think of people. That's why I'm like trying to say that I'm not being dashing.
I feel like it sounds like it's reflecting your friend group, but it's not. I'm trying
to talk about other people. Yeah. Like, it's like when there's one guy and the whole group is passing him around. I don't know.
That is true.
Like, I mean, like, actual dating. Like, if we're dating each other, or if you all came at the same time.
Who is someone like that in school?
No, I'm not gonna make commentary while we're recording, but, like...
Okay, moving on. I kind of agree with you. I feel like a lot of times it does get messy, unless it's like rare cases where like everyone knows how to work it out. Mm-hmm. But like most of the time it does get pretty messy and people like do talk behind everyone else's back.
Yeah. I also think that a lot of friend groups are just like that, regardless of whether or not you're interdating.
Especially if it's like guy-girlfriend groups.
I don't know. I don't have
that. Yeah, we don't have experience.
But like, yeah.
Do we have any other great topics to talk about? I'm trying to think of anything else I wanted to mention. We went over college, we went over red flags, mm-hmm. we went over other red flags.
What about the relationship thing?
What?
Oh, how about like how we, this is something I really want to talk about. I feel like we should have opened with this, but like how you perceive high school relationships. Because in my opinion, like if y'all are making out in the hallway,
I'm glad that's not like a general common occurrence though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like if there is PDA, it's usually like, you know, during lunch and like halfway, and you're like, you know, it's not like, it's, what are you, okay.
Sorry.
It's generally not like, it's not like in movies where you're just walking around seeing people like making out against the locker. It's like generally slightly more reserved than that.
Or, like, I feel like, also, like, social media things. Like, you know when people, like, tag each other in their, like, their Instagram bios? Or they're doing matching Instagram.
That's up to you. You go for it.
I don't know. I feel like...
I think it's just up to personal preference at that point.
I agree. But at the same time, I feel like those types of relationships are definitely not for me.
Mm-hmm. I'm like silently judging them, but then at the same time I'm like, I
wouldn't do it, but it's your decision.
It's your choice, it's your relationship.
I don't know. I feel like I just feel like uncomfortable when people post pictures. Like, I don't know why, but there's this one guy I follow on Instagram and he posts like literal like ass shots of his girlfriend. I followed him for like a period of time because he followed me first, so I followed him back. And he like posted an ass shot. I was like, my dad's sitting next to me. I'm scrolling on Instagram. I'm like, what is this? I don't know. It's like some random man. I need to stop accepting random followers.
This
follower
is the was. Second story you've told about a random guy following you.
I think it's just because like I feel like people are so bold on social media. Mm-hmm. Like especially Snapchat. Like you could add anyone or talk to anyone. True. Like there's so I know that there's some people at school, like who you go to the same school as. But you only talk to them on Snapchat.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so
weird. You only talk to them on social media.
Yeah. I feel like that's so weird to me. Oh, maybe I should add social media to the list.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, guys. Anjali, wrap it up.
Me? Okay. So, like... So that's just, like, our general overall thoughts about, like, you know, how high school relationships can work and, like, maybe what... could be red flags potentially, and like how we perceive other relationships. So thank you guys for listening. We'll see you next week,
where we talk about school, right? School, college.
College.
Maybe.
We'll perhaps. See. We'll see.
Yeah.
Thank you. Bye.
I don't know if we're gonna see
you. Bye.
Bye.